Palestinians in Gaza are picking up the pieces after a surprise Israeli bombardment killed hundreds in the middle of the night. The renewed attacks appear to have shattered a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and have so far killed more than 400 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, and wounded 500 others. Mohammed Mustafa is a British-Australian emergency physician working in Al Ahli Hospital in Gaza City. He says these are the worst attacks he's witnessed.
There are 7 girls getting their legs amputated, no anesthesia. The bombing is still going on. The room is still shaking. I haven't slept. We went to bed at about 1 o'clock, and at 1:30 the bombing started. It's about 10 a.m. now. Just gone back to my room. I'm lightheaded. I'm dizzy. It was just mostly women and children, burnt head to toe, limbs missing, heads missing.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says these attacks are only the beginning, and he blamed the breakdown of the ceasefire on Hamas.
Hamas refused offer after offer to release our hostages. In the past 2 weeks, Israel did not initiate any military action in the hope that Hamas would change course. Well, that didn't happen. While Israel accepted the offer of President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, Hamas flatly refused to do so.
In a statement, Hamas accused Israel of attacking defenseless civilians and says mediators should hold Israel responsible for violating and overturning the ceasefire.